And welcome to the weekend and welcome to Saturday mornings on WHP 580. I'm Michael Parks, and thank you very much for starting off your weekend with us here on WHP 580. We are taking care of business, taking care of our local businesses, spotlighting them, showcasing them, meeting with the staff members, the owners, and the people who run these businesses, learning about their products and services, and also area organizations. And a lot of times, some of the products and services you may not be aware of here in Central Pennsylvania. It is our mission here on Saturday mornings to help promote our local businesses, because these are the folks who are your friends and family members. Their kids go to your schools and your churches, and they hire your friends and family members. And as we always say, that it's always best to, because the money that you spend here stays here in the place that we call home. Well, this organization and this group and this wonderful people on the West Shore, this is what we are all about, and they've been doing it a lot longer than what we have been doing it here on WHP 580. And it has to do with promoting and bringing business to our area, more specifically the Cumberland Valley. Today we are joined by Jonathan Bowser. He is the Cumberland Area Economic Development Corporation CEO. And Jonathan oversees all the businesses and product development. He's responsible for implementing the county's economic development and tourism comprehensive plan and CAEDC. So you're going to hear us use the term CAEDC, which stands for Cumberland Area Economic Development Corporation. They're charged with facilitating economic development and a strong business climate for Cumberland Valley and also for South Central PA. So, Jonathan, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're going to have some great conversation to talk about all the great work that you do and talk about the business climate, here in Central Pennsylvania. First of all, for some of the folks who aren't familiar with your group, sure. I have to admit that I wasn't too familiar with the group. So tell us more about CAEDC and what you're all about.
Sure. Well, if I could start with maybe our mission and then maybe simplify it a little bit. But our mission is to promote and advance economic opportunities by leveraging our organizational and community assets, strategic location, workforce, and natural resources. So what that means, again, is we focus on being a buffer and being a voice for the business community. We do a lot of advocacy for our businesses. Mm-hmm. We help our businesses grow. We help them expand. We help them retain jobs here in Cumberland Valley. On the tourism side, our main function is really tourism promotion. Right. So we spend a lot of our dollars and our resources there with promoting Cumberland Valley as a tourist attraction and a tourist destination.
Which we'll learn more about that because, we hear about Lancaster County and hear about all the other places, so find out about the many things that are due in the Cumberland Valley. When we refer to the Cumberland Valley, what does that encompass? I mean, various counties? How big a region is that cover?
Sure. So Cumberland Valley actually does go over county lines, just going back several hundred years. It was also known as the Great Road West. So, once you went over the Susquehanna River, Cumberland Valley really extended out to Pittsburgh and beyond, really, and a little bit down into Franklin County, because it really was the road to the west. I mean, there really was not a lot of development west of the Susquehanna River.
Right, right.
And that became known as the Cumberland Valley. So as we came about a few years ago, back in 2005, we brought back the Cumberland Valley name that was already there with the high school. Mm-hmm. So there's some piece of it that still was there before us. But we wanted to take that brand that was already there from several years ago and really create a new brand in and around that. And that's what we've done.
Is CAEDC somewhat new, or has it been in operation for years?
We've been in operation since 2005.
Okay.
We're very unique, a very unique organization here in the Commonwealth, that we're an economic development company as well as a tourism promotion company.
Okay.
Which is very unique here in the Commonwealth. But for us, it gives us an advantage to take a look at tourism, to take a look at pure economic development and see it more holistically. And our thought is that tourism is a component of economic development.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
We've been able to capitalize on that here in recent years.
When you say it's unique, I mean, so in other words, in other regions, they specifically just have a tourism bureau and then an economic bureau, but yours is together. Why do you say it's unique?
Yeah, you said exactly that. I mean, and most other, just taking a look in some of our surrounding counties that surround Cumberland, mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll see an economic development and chamber of commerce that are under one umbrella. But you do not see throughout the Commonwealth where you have an economic development and tourism group under one umbrella. And that's what makes us very unique.
All right. I always love to talk with the folks we bring on and find out why they started their business or why they became surgeons. Why did they do certain things? Has this always been a passion for you, like when you were growing up, business and probation? How did you get thrown into this?
Business has always been a passion of mine. My career started off in banking. So yeah. I was, numbers, financing, helping businesses grow. Yeah. So I think the concept in theory is still the same. I mean, in economic development, we provide access to capital for a lot of the small businesses, whether it's direct lending, whether we use federal programs. We use a lot of state programs, and we provide access to a lot of state grants. And that's really where we found, a lot of our time being very valuable is helping the business community understand what's available. And in these challenging economic times, we're able to a lot of times bridge the gap, the financing gap for a lot of businesses. And we believe that wholeheartedly. And we show that on our website as well.
Yeah. How many people on staff over there?
We have 13 full-time staff members, and that's between traditionally you see tourism and economic development. The way we see ourselves is that we have a marketing team that is there to market the destination. And that could be to a leisure traveler, that could be to a business traveler, or that could be to attract business, new business in the Cumberland Valley. And then we have a sales and development team, and their focus is to nourish and cultivate those relationships in the community. Also, again, look to bring businesses in the Cumberland Valley as well.
And your offices are located?
We're in Carlisle.
Okay, in Carlisle. Now, is this something where businesses can join? I mean, is there such a thing as a membership or being a part of this? Or
sure. So we have a strong philosophy and thought that we want to be able to be accessible to all businesses in Cumberland Valley.
Right.
From that perspective, we are not a membership-based organization. We want to be able to support all business and all business growth.
Wow.
With that being said, we do have a program that's called the Cumberland Valley Alliance, where it is kind of somewhat membership-driven. But with that, the intent is that, we're seeking investors so that we can continue to grow as an organization, so we can continue to further our outreach, especially in marketing the destination. And in return, we do give businesses the ability to market on our website through our newsletters, be sponsors at some of our events that we hold. We do market the entire county and all the businesses in the county.
And you deal with all size businesses, whether it's mom and pop or all the way up to the huge corporations.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
Wow. When we talk about, it's got to be competitive because, as you mentioned, to have an organization like this, because you are competing with, Dauphin County and all the regions around here. So there, like you mentioned, you really have to fight to get a piece of that pie. So it's an ongoing effort. It's not something that you guys just get together like once a week or during the summertime. This is every single day all year long.
Correct. Yeah. It is a very competitive market. We're just coming out of a recession. You'll see that the state unemployment rate is starting to come down. Pre-recession, unemployment rates were in the 3%. Now in Cumberland County, we're at 4.6.
Yeah.
And we have one of the lowest here in the Commonwealth.
Right.
But yes, every day we're fighting to make sure that we're retaining the businesses that we already have in Cumberland Valley here. But then secondly, we're looking to attract new business to the marketplace, and that is very, very competitive, and it becomes very local. A lot of the decisions to be able to get a business and attract a business to your region, those decisions are made at the local level, whether it's with the school districts, whether it's with the municipalities, or whether it's at the county level. So it's working with those folks to be able to make that happen.
Yeah, 4% unemployment rate. You know what? People would probably listening around the country right now, what they would kill to have like an unemployment rate of 4%.
We are
blessed in this region to have that.
Yeah. We have a very stable economy.
Yeah.
We have a strong military presence here.
Yeah.
We have a strong government presence here, a very strong healthcare presence here, and our strategic location makes us very desirable for a lot of companies. So, you know, I think we've been able to weather that storm post-recession.
Yeah.
But the challenges are still out there, and we have to fight to keep the businesses that are here. We have to fight every day to keep them here.
Well, I would think that you know, as you mentioned, the local municipalities, the county commissioners have to be loving you guys, because whatever you do and promote, that's increasing revenue and tax base for them. So you obviously have a good relationship with the governments.
Correct. We do. And we work closely with them. As you alluded to, you know, as county governments have seen their budgets shrink, and they've seen expenses increase and revenues decrease, it's even more important now than ever to make sure that you're focusing on economic development. Where you see your revenue increase as a local government or a school district is in your commercial tax base. That is your number one breadwinner.
Yeah.
So, you know, we work very closely with those entities and those bodies to understand what type of economic development they're looking for, what areas they would like to see economic development, what types of industries can support their communities. And then it's our job to actually try to work to get those entities to move here and relocate here.
As being a long-term, well, I moved up here in the early 80s and always lived on the East Shore, but I just love driving through, you know, the West Shore and the Cumberland Valley. The scenery is just spectacular, and it's beautiful, and you don't realize, you know, how much is out there. You know, you always think it's a very, very rural and agricultural rich areas, but when it comes to businesses, there's so many things happen out there. You know, reading the paper every day about new businesses, new warehouses opening up. What do you think makes Cumberland Valley a desirable location for business?
I think you just said it. Our landscape is, we have a tremendous landscape that I think is one of the best. Our highway infrastructure.
Yes.
I mean, we're at the crossroads of the Turnpike, which goes east and west in the I-81 corridor, which is one of the most active corridors here in the country. You know, within a 10-hour drive, you can touch 2/3 of the entire U.S. population. So from a distribution, from a supply chain, from a manufacturing perspective, you know, everyone's looking at the bottom line. And usually their number one cost and expense is distribution of goods and product.
Yeah.
So the easier you can, you know, get your product to market in the most efficient and cost-efficient way, is what everybody is looking for, and that's what we have. We also have a very skilled workforce. We have a strong college university community here. We work very closely with them on their programming to make sure that their programming is going to meet the needs of the employers that we have here. And we also have a very good quality of life, and that's really important in economic development. People want to make sure you have a good school system. They want to make sure that the crime rate is low.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure you have a good infrastructure. They want to make sure you have available housing, affordable housing. And those are all things that we have, which makes us very, very attractive.
And the cost of living here is, like, you realize in other portions of the country is, like, you know, what you can actually buy here, you know.
Correct.
Food, housing,
correct,
everything is very, very affordable and very, very.
We hear often when people are moving from some, you know, larger metro areas, and they say that, you know, for the same price, they're able to get more house, and that becomes a reality.
Yeah.
And they like the school systems better. So those are the key points that we try to make sure that we get across every time we're meeting with executives that are looking to potentially expand or relocate their business, is that they understand the quality of life.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to learn about, you know, the types of businesses that do business here and thrive here, and how are these businesses able to remain competitive and continue to expand or relocate here. Our guest this morning is Jonathan Bowser. He is the CEO of the Cumberland Area Economic Development Corporation, CADIC. Learn more about them by going to cumberlandbusiness.com. That's cumberlandbusiness.com. Of course, all the contact information, hear this interview again on our website at whp580.com. Click on air, then Michael Parks. We are taking care of business on Saturday mornings on WHP. Taking care of business Saturday mornings, WHP 580. Michael Parks, along with Jonathan Bowser, CEO of the Cumberland Area Economic Development Corporation. Website again, cumberlandbusiness.com. And forgot to mention, since they also do tourism, there is also Visit visitcumberlandvalley.com. That's visitcumberlandvalley.com. You know, we talk about businesses, and I'm sure a lot of people who have jobs and work on the West Shore and the Cumberland Valley know about some of the corporations and the people who are doing business there. But Jonathan, what in your opinion, what types of businesses can thrive, you know, here in the Cumberland Valley?
Sure, we have a good mix of industry here in Cumberland Valley. Our largest being that of government and military. We have three military installations within the Cumberland Valley. And they make up a significant amount of our total workforce, which we like that workforce. They're usually highly skilled, highly trained, mm-hmm. Disposable income, and we like folks to spend money local and spend money in the valley. So that's important to us. But also healthcare. I mean, we have one of the older populations here. The greater Carlisle region was ranked in the top five for military retirees.
Right.
So healthcare is a big component of what is the makeup in Cumberland Valley, and I think that's evident with the new Pinnacle Health that is in Hampton Township, mm-hmm. With 108 beds.
Wow,
so
yeah.
I think we'll continue to see some healthcare growth as well. Distribution is a big part of our economy along the I-81 corridor. Again, you know, people want to be close in close proximity to larger metro areas, and we have that close proximity to Baltimore, D.C. market, in addition to the New York market and Philadelphia market as well. So we see a lot of growth there. Manufacturing is another key industry that we think can continue to thrive here. We have good rail access here. Again, we have a highly skilled workforce here. And we have colleges and universities that provide training, workforce development training to support that growth.
Yeah, it's funny because I was looking down through the list of people here. Now the three military ones, Shipyards Control Center, New Cumberland, and also what's the third one? Is it the Army?
We have the Carlisle Barracks and Army
Carlisle
War Barracks. College.
Right.
College. We have the Naval Support.
Yep.
NSA Mechanicsburg, and then we also have DLA,
which is
New Cumberland Susquehanna.
Giant. We forget about Giant Foods. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Correct.
You know, their headquarters are based in the Cumberland Valley.
Correct.
Highmark.
Highmark is our number one employer, followed by Ahold as well.
Right.
So they're interchangeable as far as one and two, as far as in employment numbers.
And having a neighbor who worked in the trucking industry, you know, it's like, you know, a number of trucking industries. And as you mentioned, the warehouses continue to get bigger and bigger. And like, as you mentioned before, because of that corridor of I-81 and the rail service and everything else like that, it just makes a wonderful way to base businesses. In your opinion, you mentioned about, you know, coming out of the recession. What are you hearing? What are you seeing yourself, or what are you hearing from the business owners? I mean, we're coming out, but it's just a slow, gradual return?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the tale of two stories. You know, if you look at large corporations right now, you know, they've done a pretty good job with scaling back, living within their current means based on current demands. And a lot of the larger corporations are sitting on a lot of cash. So a lot of the activity that we're seeing is happening with some of the larger corporations. Even though they're sitting on a lot of cash, they're still doing a lot of consolidation.
Yeah.
So again, going back to kind of our sweet spot, if you want to call it that, with logistics, with manufacturing, you're seeing that a lot of corporations once would have 40, maybe 100,000 square feet facilities. Now what they're trying to do is condense that, consolidate that to have 10, 1 million square foot facilities. And that's why you're seeing these very large
mega
warehouses come, because now they're looking at economies of scale. They're looking at consolidation, and they're saying we can move more product with lesser facilities if we just build larger.
Yeah.
So we're starting to see a lot more of that happen.
If you can look into your crystal ball, I mean, could you possibly say, like, 2015, 2016, is it going to, like, take off? Or, are you thinking it's just going to be that gradual?
I think it's going to be gradual. I think on the small business side, the main things that we're hearing is still access to capital seems to be the biggest thing. These small businesses, you know, as they're starting to see their revenue increase again and get back to pre-recession numbers, they still have been very hesitant to increase their workforce. I mean, government regulation is a huge indicator and has its own challenges with a lot of small businesses. Healthcare has been another significant extra cost that a lot of the small businesses are seeing. The land development, more at the local level, land development, the resources, the time it's taking a lot of small business owners to get the necessary permits to be able to open up a storefront or to open up a business. I mean, some of the stories we're hearing sometimes are, 6 months to two years. And unfortunately, at the local level, they're just passing down the regulation that's coming from the federal level. So something that we definitely have to address is how do we help streamline the land development process so that businesses can do what they like to do best, and that's run their business, not deal with government regulation. And that's an issue that we've had to continually deal with.
Well, we have so many other questions that we want to address. Jonathan is going to come back with us next Saturday morning at the same time from 7 to 7:30. And we're going to get into more of the meat about businesses and talk about, why the Cumberland Valley is such a great place to do business. And also, we're going to get into the tourism end. As you mentioned, they are very, very involved in promoting the Cumberland Valley as a tourist destination. And of course, that brings many, many dollars and, of course, helps support the businesses that are in the Cumberland Valley. Jonathan Bowser, CEO of Cumberland Area Economic Development Corporation. Again, the website is cumberlandbusiness.com, and also visit cumberlandvalley.com. All the contact information. Hear this interview again on our website at whp580.com. Click on air, then Michael Parks. We will continue in a bit. We are taking care of business on Saturday mornings on WHP.